Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Bracing for a nor'easter.
We're going to get out of town.
We'll see. We'll keep watching the news.
Military help for Ukraine.
Looking at ways we can accelerate the shipments that are to come.
Rancher's menu for better beef.
We're going to be creating a hybrid animal, more drought resistant.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A big winter storm is revving up to pound the Northeast. This woman in eastern Massachusetts is hunkering down with supplies.
Water, bologna, things that I can just open up and eat.
Her area could see blizzard conditions and more than a foot of snow. And in some towns, a manpower crunch could slow snow removal.
Right now, I have more pieces than people to drive it.
CBS's Mola Lenghi says New England could get the worst of it.
Here along the Massachusetts coastline, forecasters are predicting around 2 feet of snow. Now, coastal residents are boarding up their homes. Those who have boats are bringing in their boats. The winter blast could cause storm surge with some moderate flooding.
Stephanie Abrams of the Weather Channel has more on what's expected.
This could actually be one of the top five biggest snowstorms on record in Boston. The snow also goes down into places like Hartford, Connecticut, and you see the trail of it going all the way down the I-95 corridor. But it's not just the snow, because we could see winds near hurricane strength, 50, 60, maybe 70 mile an hour winds with this system. And in fact, this cold air is going to make its way all the way down into South Florida. And believe it or not, Miami has the potential to be the coldest it's been in over 11 years.
Overseas, Russia's foreign minister vows there will be no war, but Moscow will defend its interests as its troops surround Ukraine and the U.S. steps up military shipments. CBS's Holly Williams in Ukraine reports the country's president has spoken with President Biden.
A source tells CBS News that on that phone call, Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky asked the U.S. to tone down its rhetoric about an imminent invasion. The Ukrainian government has consistently been urging calm, seemingly because it knows that panic, people clearing out supermarket shelves, people fleeing the country, would be extremely destabilizing.
Now to Houston, where a suspect's under arrest after a wild chase and shootout that left three police officers wounded. Mayor Sylvester Turner.
All of their injuries are non-life-threatening. All three officers are in good spirits.
Police say it began with a stolen car and ended hours after the man barricaded himself inside a home. Jury selections beginning today in the trial of the only former Louisville police officer to face charges in connection with the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed in her apartment in a botched raid nearly 2 years ago. Brett Hankison is charged with firing his weapon wildly into Taylor's neighbors' apartments. In Washington, CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us President Biden wants to announce his Supreme Court pick before the end of next month, a black woman, to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
A simple majority vote is enough to confirm a nominee, and it looks promising for Mr. Biden. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he's open to supporting someone more liberal than he.
As far as just their philosophical beliefs, no, that will not prohibit me from supporting somebody.
In Hong Kong, the COVID fight took a new and unexpected twist, as we hear from Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Hong Kong health workers collected sacks of hamsters to be euthanized. The government ordered a mass cull after 11 COVID-infected hamsters were found at this pet store. And heartbroken Hong Kongers handed over their animals. Mr. Tsui, surrendering Marshmallow, hadn't had the heart to tell his kids. I just can't bring myself to do it yet, he said.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search off the eastern Florida coast hours after finding four additional bodies in the hunt for 39 people who were on an apparent smuggler's boat that capsized. 34 remain unaccounted for. The one man who did survive the ordeal is considered a victim and not a suspect. In Arizona, police say a 21-year-old hiker plunged to his death off a mountain east of Phoenix when he apparently slipped while taking a photo, falling hundreds of feet. A friend of Richard Jacobson says it's tragic.
He was an outdoorsman, hunter, hiker. I guess he did die doing what he loved to do.
Two decades of drought have taken a toll on America's ranchers. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on the innovative ways to try to save a way of life.
Daniel Sinton's family has raised cattle on this 18,000-acre ranch outside Paso Robles, California, for 140 years.
When you get so little rain, we're not able to grow grass and we're not able to feed the cattle. That means we end up having to sell them off.
How many of them did you have to sell off?
About 40%.
Industry analysts say a majority of California ranchers have had to sell at least some of their cattle because of the drought. But on a ranch in Winkelman, Arizona, one cattleman's herd is growing.
I'm trying to graze cattle without killing the earth.
Langdon Hill, a retired automotive safety engineer, is now trying to engineer a breed of cow better suited for the drought-ravaged West.
These are the Bremas. They have a hump, and that's part of their water storage characteristic.
Almost like a camel.
His goal is to breed Brahmins with Herefords, an English variety that's proven to be climate-adaptable while producing quality beef products.
We're going to be creating a hybrid animal. They're going to be a more drought-resistant and a better animal for an arid part of the world.
So they could produce food while consuming less.
Yes.
Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News. Paso Robles, California.
Today's an important day for an unlikely TV star.
My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
Joe Exotic of the Netflix series Tiger King will learn today if a federal judge will reduce his sentence on a murder-for-hire conviction. His attorneys want him released from prison to deal with prostate cancer. The flamboyant zookeeper was sentenced 2 years ago to 22 years. Well, the Winter Olympics get underway next week in China, and there goes Team USA.
At LAX here in Los Angeles, more than 200 members of the U.S. team boarded a special flight for the trip across the Pacific. They were cheered and given a warm send-off by Delta Airline employees. Among those on the flight, America's great skier Michaela Schifrin. Also on board, the Flying Tomato, snowboarder Sean White. This will be his fifth Olympics. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Some off-the-court action last night in the NBA.
Carmelo and somebody in the stands are having words.
Carmelo Anthony got into a heated exchange with a pair of Philly fans, eventually ejected for heckling the L.A. forward. Sixers big man Joel Embiid and a ref pulled Melo off another fan who wasn't asked to leave. He told reporters,
"Well, I'm cool with fans heckling, fans talking trash, cheering for their team, booing other team. I'm all for that. But when you cross certain lines as a man, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to get."
Sixers won the game 105-87. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An Idaho woman's plan to raise money for her DoorDash delivery man has gone better than she ever dreamed. More than $74,000 on GoFundMe has been raised for 71-year-old Carrie Judd. Annabelle Stevens was moved to do it when she saw him struggle to walk to make it to her door. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.